At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards, everybody.
Save big money at Menards.
Dan Wiederer, Bears beat reporter and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
How many weeks in November and December did we say, just be normal?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to lose a game because you were outplayed and you didn't do something crazy at the end. You know, just be normal. And it was not normal.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
We'll go first to Dan Wiederer. Go ahead, Dan.
Dan Wiederer.
Get your track shoes on.
On 670 The Score.
Do you think the Pope has listened to Take the North?
We love talking to Dan Wiederer. He is a part of the Take the North podcast, co-hosted by one Mark Grody. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Dan joins us on Twitch. You can see him at twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. He's also on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Dan, I've been waiting for this moment. I have wanted to ask you this now for quite some time because he's like, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. And I'm like, no, I already said it. The Bears have 9 wins. They are currently atop the NFC. All of it, the whole NFC. Are you ready to say it?
The C word.
I just said it on a Zoom call with Cole Komet and Ben Johnson moments ago. The Bears have a winning culture. They have a winning culture. They've got 9 victories. Play the trumpets. Understand that they have arrived at this point where we can re-discuss the word culture. And I think that was evident on Friday in Philly in what was no question a signature win for this team that put a lot of what they believe in on display.
Why did you need it? Why did you need to have to wait so long? Why were you waiting?
So this is great because Grody and I are going to do a wonderful episode at the tail end of this week called the C Word episode on Take the North. And this will be like a little trailer for it. And this will set the stage for why we're doing it. We sat through so many seasons where the Bears patted themselves on the back for failing gracefully. We saw situations where the chairman of the organization said he was most proud of the general manager and the head coach during the 6-game losing streak. We sat there when they fired 2 head coaches in season in 2023, and the head coach stood at a lectern and told you that the culture was outstanding. It's been a losing culture for the majority of my time on the beat. They finished in last place far more often than they've been to the postseason. And so there's really no point in talking about how strong your culture is until you prove to the outside world that you're a winning organization. Well, this team now has won 9 games in 10 tries, and they are in first place in the NFC North. And for the time being, they've got their grips on the top seed in the NFC. They're winning because of the brand of preparation they use, the brand of football they play on game days, and they now are establishing a culture that can carry them to much greater heights than they've experienced at any point since I've been covering the team.
How many weeks in a row have you picked the Bears to lose?
Three in a row.
Okay, so my question, as I remind people that this segment with Dan Weeder is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. My question is, will you pick against them now just to keep this going, or are you changing the way you're looking at games and believing in this team's ability to win because of the culture shift of a winning season already guaranteed? How are you doing this, Dan?
My picks, Marshall, are typically independent of the previous week. It's all based on the matchups, how you see the chess match unfolding. They're certainly giving me reason to second guess any second guessing that I do, right? Like, you just have to understand that this football team has a coaching staff that is really accomplished at preparing for that week's opponent. And they've shown that throughout this entire stretch. And they did a remarkable job in Philadelphia of winning the football game in their style. They took a Philadelphia offense that doesn't give the football away, and they took it away from them twice. They took an established Eagles defensive front that's pretty, pretty solid, and they ran it right down their throats for 60 minutes. And so what you see with this team is that all of the things that you might fear in terms of what other teams' strengths can do to your weaknesses, they don't care about it. They find answers for them, and then they go attack them. And so to answer your question, I'll look at Green Bay a little bit more in depth over the next 3 days, but it seems almost obligatory that I have to pick the Bears this week after being proven wrong the way I've been proven wrong the last 3 weeks.
Well, yeah, and Dan and I have had a healthy skepticism about these games this year and the way they've been going. We talk about winning a certain way. This game became absolutely undeniable. And Dan, I've been working on, because I know how seriously you're taking this culture show. We've been planning it since the Bears won the game, basically. I've been working on some theme songs for that show, and it's pretty hilarious. Good. Because a bunch of our Twitchers are thinking along the same lines as I am right now, and I think it's really befitting to play this.
I feel like I Tumble For You is the one we need to go with, though.
Really?
The Culture Club.
It's Boy George and the Culture Club. For people who have no idea why we are playing Boy George right now, it's the Culture Club. And a bunch of our Twitchers, even before we played it, were like coming up with Boy George songs. So that I'm just throwing that in there. What song did you say, Dan, we should actually be doing?
I Tumble For You, right? Like that's where you go when you've got your head over heels for something that's happening, right?
Oh, so, okay. Yeah, I Tumble
we'll
For
figure
You.
That out. I love that you're thinking this through. I love that you're encouraging audience participation too. That's what we're all about. Like Ben Johnson, we're men of the people.
Secondly, I couldn't help but in my brain going through all of, like, signature wins are really fun, and this was that. I think people will remember this game for a long time, maybe even the circumstances in which they watched it. 2018, the win under the Soldier Field lights in the cold against the LA Rams, who had no interest in being there. That was a sign of the times in 2018. 2005, the Arizona game, which was Urlacher and Hester and Dennis Green afterwards. Even 84, when they won the playoff game against Washington to signify to the world that they were on the come. And then maybe my favorite, Dan, was 1985 regular season when they beat the Dallas Cowboys 44-0, and they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And that was a signature win that told the world that they were going to win the Super Bowl that year.
Right. An 8-year-old kid on the northwest side of Chicago remembers that game vividly, just understanding how dominant the Bears were in that performance. And what's cool, Mark, when you get into our positions, you get a chance to talk to guys that you watched on TV as kids and pick their brains on things like that. And it's been marked over the years to hear from members of that 85 defense and that 85 team in general who saw that game in Dallas in 1985 as the moment that they unlocked a new level of belief. Now listen, like, that team at that stage was far beyond where this team at this stage is. Right. But that team needed a victory that fully convinced them that the grandest achievements possible were within their reach. And they got it. They got it 44-0. I heard you mention it earlier. They were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You ran to your mailbox on Thursday afternoon to go get it and read about what the national people were saying about the football team that was kicking everyone's behind. And if you remember, there was that whole Everson Walls in the lead up to that game saying, you know, who are the Bears? They haven't beaten anybody yet. And after the Bears beat the Cowboys 44-0, I think it was Dan Hampton who said, we still haven't beaten anybody. Right. Like, and so that was it. That was the sort of swell of confidence that that team had. We know what they became. Again, this team is a long way off from that.
Completely.
But I do think Friday's win gave them a sense that, we can play with anybody in this current NFL within this current season. And so why shy away from that?
What do you think about how the offense has evolved, Dan? We saw the historic running performance. You know, they hadn't had 200-plus yard rushers since that 1985 season in a single game. And they're able to do it in this one. I asked the question earlier, do we think that this is the realized look of the Bears offense? I don't know that it can be as dominating every time, but I think that is how Ben Johnson wants the team to run the ball.
There are a couple things that really struck me in the first couple months of getting to know Ben Johnson last winter. The first one was beyond the clear intelligence and creativity that he had that we saw on display in Detroit, he had a bloodlust competitively to go and try to absolutely crush his opponents. And with that, he had an unwavering commitment to the running game. When you went back and studied sort of the numbers and the methods with the way the Detroit Lions ran the football, you knew that this was going to be a core to the identity of any Ben Johnson-led offense. He has been true to that from day one here in creating a vision for what he wants the running game to look like, getting it to come to life. They have the number one rushing offense in the NFL. They ran for more than 200 yards Friday for the third time this season. That's not a fluke. Like, that's an identity. That's a trend, and it's a purpose that the Bears want to play with. They talk about playing with physicality. They talk about playing with finish. That's all on display in the running game, and that's something that can carry you. When we talk about 2018, we knew that team had a chance in every single football game because of how dominant their defense was. Well, guess what? This team's running game is every bit as good as that defense was. And that's special, right? Like, you have a running game that you can lean into in any conditions against any opponent and trust that it's going to get you going. It happened Friday. It was really the stamp on that win. And now you just continue to build on that because it is who you are offensively, even as you try to bring along an inconsistent quarterback and a passing game that Ben Johnson said today that they are winning in spite of, not because of.
Back to your reporter chops as we return to our conversation with Dan Reeder here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with TJ Edwards. He's missed four games in a row. As we know, you miss four games, you could be on IR, you can get an extra roster spot. Does this mean something's gone horribly wrong? How do you see what's going on with TJ Edwards right now? Because I like the idea of a whole defense in the back end of the season. We're getting guys back to see on the field for the Bears, but TJ Edwards kind of remains a mystery to me.
Storyline to keep an eye on this week. They will go back to work. They have an unorthodox schedule this week because they're coming off the Friday game. And so they will be on the practice field on Tuesday. So we'll get our first look at who's available and who's not tomorrow, which will be nice to see. You would like to see TJ back in the mix this week in some capacity. Obviously, we know that they brought both Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson back on Friday, and they were able to do so with those guys on a pitch count, and they eased them back in a way that was appropriate. TJ dealing with two injuries. You got the hamstring issue and the hand issue. They felt confident that they could club up that hand and he could play with that, and so now it must be a matter of just getting that hamstring in a way where you can turn him loose. And what you want to hope for is when you do turn him loose that you feel really good giving him the green light and that there's not going to be another start and stop and he's out again, because you want to have your full complement of defenders for the stretch run, obviously. But then also, if you're going into January in the postseason, you would like to walk into that first playoff game with a defense that's as whole as it's been really since training camp. And so hopefully the stars align for them to get that done with TJ.
Sticking with the defense, did Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon come out of the game okay from everything that you've been able to discern in the locker room and then Ben Johnson talking today?
Yeah, and Jalen said after the game Friday that he was sore, to be expected, you know, and he's still trying to get his legs under him and get back to full strength. I thought he played pretty well in that football game, too. You see the one pass breakup over the middle,
Goddard,
which was on a play very similar to the one he got hurt on in Detroit. And when he hit the ground, you know, diving to break that pass up, you're like, let's see how he gets up. Let's see how he gets back to the sideline. And he did okay, you know. And look, like, Jalen has put in an incredible amount of work to put himself in this position. He deserves praise for getting himself back earlier than anyone imagined. And now you just hope that he can continue on that path and that we're not talking about another exit. But man, it's great when you look out on that football field and the Bears are able to do so many creative things with their secondary because of all the weapons they have available to them. Another guy to look for to get back in the mix here soon, hopefully, will be Tyreek Stevenson.
Well, and that's what we're trying to figure out is somebody is going to have to be the odd man out here, Dan, with this. And it's a weird place to be in when you're talking about having so much talent where people who have contributed consistently might have to sit. You know, do you have an idea of what the depth chart could be when everybody's getting their the snap amount that they're supposed to get?
Well, I know the coaches in the building last week talked very strongly about Nashawn Wright being one of their best 11 on defense and keeping him on the football field no matter how whole the secondary is. You think about that play, Layla, that he made at that point in the game, at this point in the season. Like, that's a signature play within a signature win. I don't know that there's been a sequence bigger in the season for the Bears than taking the Eagles' renowned play, stopping it, ripping the football away from a quarterback who never gives it away, and then, oh, by the way, turning around on the very next snap and running for 31 yards behind your rugged offensive line and catalyzing a touchdown drive that changed the entire flow of the game. And so I bring that up because it is another feather in Nashawn Wright's cap, with a cap that's full of feathers now, right? Like, he's had an incredible season. You don't want to take him out of the mix because of the opportunistic plays that he's made all year long in big moments. And so it's a great problem to have. Al Harris called it a blessing last week that they can shuffle and mix and match and be creative and do whatever Dennis Allen wants because they've got so much strength on that back end.
Dan, I'm already worried about Al Harris leaving. I don't know how he doesn't get some sort of raise after this season or some sort of promotion in title. I don't know, because he's had an incredible year as a coach.
Look out for Antoine Randle L too. His name is starting to pop up.
I think when people develop their lists, those were the two names in it. And Al Harris specifically for me.
You're right.
The perils of being good, right? Like, those are the perils of being good, is that these guys may get consideration for bigger positions elsewhere here in the near future. I think that the greatest thing the Bears have going for them is their offensive play caller is not going anywhere for the remainder of his time here. Dennis Allen probably is going to be here as long as he wants to be here as well in the role of DC. And so you're going to deal with some turnover within the assistant coaching ranks. It's just inevitable with the way the league goes and the way success draws people away. But man, great problem to have. It's better to lose coaches for that reason than to be going through a search every January trying to refill the entire staff because you've been so putrid that you got to replace everybody.
Dan, the only thing I love better than a dream is a realistic dream. And I think the Bears are creating more realistic scenarios than anybody could have imagined at the start of the season. Tell me this. What is the Bears' ceiling if Caleb Williams is simply what we've seen so far this season? And then what is their ceiling if he continues to develop over the last five games? What is the ceiling for this season for the Bears? Two different scenarios.
I mean, honestly, this is weird for me to say this.
Yeah, say it.
Airwaves going out to as many people. The ceiling is as high as you want it to be. I mean, this team is capable of playing on the final Sunday in February. There's no question about it when you look around the league and you see the flaws that every single team has. They're also capable of missing the playoffs. They're also capable of getting beat in the wild card round if they're not careful. And so they understand that. I think Ben's been really, really good at articulating the be where your feet are sort of mindset to that football team and pointing out every single week, independent of results, independent of vibes, Here's our flaws. Here's our concerns. Here are the areas we need to get better at this week and attacking them. The passing game, Marshall, is one of those things that needs to get better, and it needs to get better in a hurry. And the head coach started his meeting today with his players by announcing that and saying, we've got to get better as a passing game. The quarterback's a big part of that. The pass catchers have to be more detailed with their route. Cole Kmet said today that Ben started the meeting by showing three or four clips where he called plays he didn't like calling. And so he takes that accountability to start things and say, when we're doing correction here, just understand that we're all involved in finding things that we can get better at. And so they've got to get that passing game going. If they don't, I think you're really, really vulnerable to an early exit in the playoffs. If you do, you can dream the biggest of dreams, because you look around the NFL and you tell me one team in this league that doesn't have flaws and isn't capable of getting beat. I can't name one right now. And so it's a good year to be on this heater like the Bears are on.
Let me try this. Welcome into the Take the North podcast, along with Dan Wiederer. I'm Mark Grody with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. What you think about that? Is that better?
See, I think we're headed somewhere. We've got 4 days to iron this out.
I love
this.
It.
You know, it's like the Bears do walkthroughs. We do walkthroughs. We're going to figure this out, And then when it comes time to play the game, we're going to have our play sheet ready, and we're going to go right down it, and we're going to put together a dominant performance ourselves this week, Mark.
Heck
Brody.
Yeah. We've got our Take the North reaction podcast up right now. If you want to hear a hot 20 minutes of reaction with Dan in on location in Philadelphia, and I was out in Gurnee, so it made for a pretty good podcast, and we'll do a couple more for you this week.
I would also like you guys to explain some of these Culture Club songs, because I did not understand that reference until you guys made it. So thank you. But the Tumble one.
Yeah, well, that was Dan's request right there. Now, you're saying
Chameleon I got, but yeah.
You're saying
I hadn't really connected the dots until these moments.
Right, they're falling for you, right, Dan? Is that what you were going? We're falling for the Bears? Is that where we were going with that?
Yeah, I will look up the true origins of that song. I think that song is prominently featured in Billy Madison, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Correct? Somebody in the Twitch line can confirm that for us rather rapidly, I imagine.
In The Wedding Singer, there is a singer who resembles, as part of Adam Sandler's band, Boy George. And then when Adam Sandler takes a break during weddings, he comes on and sings, "Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?"
It is on the Billy Madison soundtrack. I have confirmed it, Dan.
Yes, see? And the Twitchers.
Great work, Marshall.
Yeah,
way to go.
Good work by him. And yes, the Twitchers are all backing up Marshall's research. So yes, it was definitely, as the dude 1321 says, it was definitely, or no, yeah, it was deaf in Billy Madison. I don't know why I went to such extents to read that, but what's up, Twitchers? What's going on, everybody? Good to see you guys. You guys are on your game.
One more thing I'll say to you guys, and I know it's like this a week to try to figure out what we've seen and what we might see ahead. We all have taken note that the fact that the Bears are at the top of the NFC right now and the number one seed, and it feels really, really momentous for them. What struck me yesterday was seeing the 9-win 49ers down as the seventh seed, and it gives you quite a recognition of just what we're talking about here and how quickly you could go from 1-7 here. And that's why I think when Ben Johnson was asked today about his reaction to being the number one seed entering December, he was like, means nothing. We haven't achieved anything. We don't even have a place in the tournament yet. We've got to go back to work this week and play a Green Bay team that can beat us on Sunday and drop us out of first place in the division. And so there's absolutely no reason in fast forwarding too far ahead, getting too far out in front of yourselves. This is a crazy loaded NFC right now. You watch Seattle play yesterday afternoon. You're like, they're every bit as real as you need to be in this conference. The Rams coming off a tough loss are really good. And so you just have to understand that while you can beat anybody, you can lose to anybody also. And it takes two small missteps and all of a sudden you're on the outside of that playoff picture looking in.
That's Dan Weider. You can read his work at The Athletic. You can hear him on the Take the North podcast. Dan says he is officially crediting the Bears culture.
Dan says, have you seen my wig around? Yeah, Dan says.
But Dan, I'm with you. If they lose this week, they could literally be the eighth seed by Monday night.
Right. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and that's it. Like, that's the tightrope. So walk it. But I do think that they're blessed with a coaching staff and a group of leaders that
like
understand that and can convey that to the group.
That's Dan Weider. Thanks again for joining us. We have more coming up here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. That was quite the pull out of you.
I was. He always does that. He comes with something. I'm like, wait, that was Mark Grody who said that?
It's a good song,
walk it,
too.
Like, I talk it. It is a really good song.
Grody listens to B96.
I listen to a lot of music, whether you want
to
believe
hits.
It or not. I do. I do like to keep up. I got all these godchildren. I got to keep up.
And you mentioned The Wall. I want to get into this.
Oh,
because
please, yes.
You had yourself a time in Gurnee.
I did.
I was at a different place watching the game, and Marshall is also manning a developing story that's happening with our high school football teams. So let's talk about it all as to how we took in this Bears game on Friday and what Mark agreed to. That's next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This Bears team should be fired up. This is a huge win for them to come on the road on Black Friday and win in Philadelphia. Defending Super Bowl champs, keep their momentum going. Now won 9 of the last 10.
Yeah, almost, it's a rout for them. I mean, they win every game at the end, the point, 2 points, 3 points. Yeah. This one by 9. The 3% of the crowd that remains, the Eagles know how they feel about things.
That is courtesy of Amazon Prime. On Black Friday, it was the Bears putting the league on notice, defeating the Eagles 24-15. And nice choice, Tyler Buterbaugh, with the song "Win." That was their they play that at Bears games, and they used to come out to that song. So a great choice by Tyler, who is working with us today on the ones and twos. I was in California visiting family for my Black Friday watching experience. Marshall Harris is not only manning the Bears watch, but big news in state football with IHSA this weekend. I had to ask you if you were okay, because you were downstate when you were trying to watch this game.
I was very much okay. Here's the scenario. I had to go down to Illinois State for the football state championships. You guys probably know there's 8 classifications. So on day 1, Black Friday, it was 1A through 4A, and then scheduled for the day after on Saturday, 5A through 8A. All makes sense. Well, midway through the 2A game, we find out that Illinois State's campus is going to be closed because of the snow on Saturday, meaning all the games on Saturday, 4A through 8A championship, or excuse me, 5A through 8A championships, were being postponed, and we didn't know when they were going to be. Now, we've since found out that they're going to be the 5A and 6A championship games tomorrow at 3 and 6 o'clock on WCIU. So I'll be not here, but there, calling those games 5A and 6A. But the issue was, it's going to be snowing really badly, and how am I going to get home? But, of course, because they postponed those games, I was able to come back immediately after the 1A and 2A. And I listened to the second half of the game and the post-game show on the radio on my way back.
So I'm sorry, guys. I was in 70 degrees until yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I got off.
I got off the plane and I was like, oh God, what's happened here?
I texted you, Layla. I said, you're beating the system. I said, are you still in LA? You're like, yeah. I said, you're beating the system right now because the snow is coming down.
And my dad was like, are the Bears going to lose in a stupid way again? And I'm like, hey, we're watching this game. And he's like, well, last year the coach didn't know to call a time. I'm like, hey. Stop it. Do we really have to watch this? It's so nice outside. I'm like, yeah, Amir, we're watching this game. He was like, we couldn't. And then I had to figure out how to cast it. Apparently, I had to use a Safari browser window. And then I got to hear from my dad, the electrical engineer, on how I wasn't using the proper user interface to cast to the TV. And then he's like, wow, they're doing a good job this time. And then I'm like, yeah, they have a new head coach, Dad. It's a different team. He's like, wow, what's going to happen against the Packers? And he used to like the Packers.
He's pretty smart, man.
Because, of course, he likes Aaron Rodgers. And I'm like, nah, stop it with this mess. But the first thing he asked was like, oh, are they going to lose again like they did last time when they didn't know to call the timeout. And then he starts going into the entire situation that happened last year. He's like, you remember they drove down the field and then why couldn't he call the timeout? I'm like, can you not? Can you not right now?
That's hilarious.
So your dad, much more impressive. Oh, yeah. And then he went Persian dad on Luka Doncic and proceeded to tell me during the Lakers and Clippers game that Luka hadn't done enough for the team since he had become a Laker. And I was like, he's leading the league in scoring.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that was my experience in Southern California with the fam.
So is he still a Packers fan?
No, he likes like certain quarterbacks and stuff. He's really into Baker Mayfield right now.
I would say, is he an Aaron Rodgers fan?
Not as much anymore, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
I was curious.
So then I had to explain why this is a different Bears team after I figured out how to hack the window. So the trick is you cast it from a Safari browser or an internet browser on a mobile app, and then you can cast the video window directly to your TV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Didn't know that.
The user interface of the Amazon Prime app will not do it.
Okay.
So that's what I've learned. Mark Grody, you made an agreement with fans at the wall.
I did. And I just, first of all, just say that I've watched Bears games in every possible scenario that you can imagine with friends at bars, at houses, going to the game, as a reporter, in every possible circumstance, and very enjoyable. I've had many enjoyable experiences watching the Chicago Bears, whether as a fan growing up or as a reporter now. This might have been doing the pre. I was in for Mully, our very own Mully of the Mully and Haw show. I got to stand in for him with Olin Krutz and James Big Cat Williams. Patrick Manley had the week off, but we were broadcasting the pregame show from the wall in Gurney Mills Mall at the Marcus Theater, actually doing the broadcast inside of a movie theater, a modern-day Marcus movie theater. So you can kind of picture it. We're in front of the big, massive screen. The crowd is all in front of us, right close to us, this packed crowd, this packed theater. So the energy was unbelievable, first of all, for even just for the pregame and the blast that it was. When it came time to do our picks, all three of us picked the Eagles to win the game.
Eagles.
That is correct, for which we did receive some booing. There was booing in the crowd, and I said, to temper them, just to settle them down a little bit, I said, if the Bears are to win this game, which I would desire, you guys may pour popcorn over me. Because you got all the people, they're drinking their beers, they got their Cokes, they got their popcorns, they got their snow caps, and I was like, okay, all right, I will allow for this. Now,
love snow caps.
Snow caps are so good.
What a good call.
Thank you. Put the snow caps in the butter popcorn.
Whoa.
That's next level stuff.
That's messy.
I'm more of a Reese's Pieces or M&M's in the popcorn.
That's probably better, actually.
Am I doing it wrong for just having popcorn in the popcorn?
Well, I had been one of those fans getting a chance to douse Mr. Grody here, I'd be like, let's make sure there's extra butter on the popcorn.
I'll get to that. But now we watch the game with all the people, packed theater. We've got our little section roped off in the way back.
Okay, VIP,
We're a little VIP. So it's Olin, James Big Cat, Dustin Rhodes. We got our promotions department people are up there. Our sales people are up there. I got to sit in a recliner, one of those fancy movie recliners, right next to one Dustin Rhodes. And I think that he made this watching experience one of my favorite watching experiences ever, because Dustin Rhodes is for real. He is so into it, so into every minute. And every time something happened or he anticipated that something was happening, I got the smack on the shoulder. I got the Grody, check this out. And it was just like at least a dozen of them. And it was hilarious. And then I started hitting him back. So we were just like reduced to a couple of meatballs in the back of the movie theater.
Sounds about right.
And you two were just like punching each other constantly.
There was a lot of fun, especially from Rhodes, who I should have known. I mean, because he's Dustin Rhodes and he is a fantastic Bears fan, so into it, taking his notes, highlighting stuff, you know, revealing some of his process getting ready. So I could not have had a better time watching that game. But then, yes, it came time to do the post-game show, and I think it was maybe during one of the – no, it was actually later on. There was a group of about 10 people who came down to the front row. There were children. There were parents. There were bros. and they decide, I had about three buckets of popcorn poured over my head because the Bears did win the game, and I accepted it. And I did put it on, maybe I need to put it up again. I did put it on the gram. I guess I will, after we get through this segment, I will put it up again just so you can see exactly how it went down.
I'm kind of mad they wasted the perfectly good popcorn. I love popcorn. And so, like, that kind of makes me upset. Hopefully it was, like, an all-you-can-eat popcorn situation.
Yeah, I did request to them, and I think they followed through with it, that it not be buttered popcorn. I don't think my butter did not have a hint of hue of butter in it, which maybe would have been nice, actually.
Yeah, what happened? Like, you get the greasy hair? Like, what occurs there?
Yeah, so it didn't. So, but I did still have, it's like when you get sand on yourself. When I got home, I was still, like, picking popcorn out of my hoodie and, like.
Tell Layla what I said to you when you walked in today.
Little kernels all over the place. Oh, yeah. You said you got popcorn in your hair, did you say?
In your hood.
Yeah, in your hood. And I was like, I believed you. I was like, oh, crap. I was like, oh, man.
I was like, Mark, I'm joking. I'm just going off the fact that you got
popcorn. It's not even the same hoodie I was wearing, but it was.
It's a funny video.
It was such, like, the energy in the crowd throughout the game. It was like watching a blockbuster movie. Like, the highs and the cheers and the boos and the excitement. And occasionally you'd hear a Bears yelled throughout the crowd. There was an Olin chant that started. It was, I'm not even doing it justice. It was an absolute blast. So thanks to everybody that came out to it. Thanks to the Wall and Gurney. Thank you to the really great staff.
Thanks, Wall.
Thanks, Wall. Thanks, Clown. Good night, Moon. Thanks to the great wait staff, which was so patient with us and treated us like VIPs. We did clean up our own popcorn, though, for the record.
That's good of you.
We did, because it didn't feel right for them to have to deal with that.
Hold on a second. Yeah, Speaking of Clown. Mm-hmm. I wonder how Mike, the Chicago sports clown, feels.
I feel like he's only baseball.
We
confirmed on this very show with you here, Grody, that yes, he indeed does paint himself for Bears season.
Man, he's got to be having a great month or so.
That's right.
Right?
This is a busy time for Mike, the Chicago sports clown. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Mike. Thanks to the Wall. And
yeah, seriously.
Thanks to everybody who came out. And yes, one more time for Marshall, in case people don't know about the state title games.
Oh, yeah, we got state championships supposed to be happening last weekend. We've got postponements. So coming up tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and then from 6 to whenever the game's over, we've got the 5A and the 6A state title games. Big matchups. It's St. Francis against Providence Catholic in the 5A game, and it's East St. Louis going up against Fenwick in the 6A state title game. I am prepped. I am ready. We're going to have a good time. And tune in. If you can't make it down, because that's the one unfortunate thing about the postponement, not able to make it down, just watch it. WCIU. I'll be there. Me and Jack McInerney hanging out.
Love it.
Don't be fooled, too, either by my Instagram account, Mark_Grody. And I see people are going to the right place. You will also see that story is still up of me getting my bear claw. Or wait, is it bear claw?
Bear glove.
Bear glove. My bear glove deodorant is in one of my stories. But I will put the popcorn incident up there right now. But Mark_Grody. I just don't want you guys going to the Fugazi account. This one is with me wearing a tan jacket.
Yeah, he's not trying to sell you crypto.
I'm not trying to sell you crypto. You don't want any of that.
Well, there's only one way to wrap up the show.
Mm-hmm.
Meatballs. Meatball Machine Monday. We do it next.
Yeah, man.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
We got a new man on the board today. You heard his work with his open. You heard the Val Venus music that he used for Ben Johnson. That's right, Tyler Bierderbaugh, doing an excellent job today. Tyler, you've cooked up some meatballs for us on the meatball machine.
That I did, and we got a few handfuls during the game, but a lot of the gold came from after the game. So let's start off with Taco in Arizona.
Taco?
A counter on 4th and 1 against that defense. Ben smokes the same weed I do. That wasn't believed. I did that myself.
Hey, Meatball Machine. So I'm very disappointed with Ben. In the first half, you're crushing them at the line of scrimmage, running the ball. Caleb's missed some. Wide receivers have slipped. And the passing game just hasn't worked, so you decide to keep passing it. Your right tackle can't block anybody right now, and you keep passing it. I don't know, Ben, you kind of coach yourself out of that game, out of that lead at least. We'll see where it goes.
Right now, third quarter, the momentum has totally switched. And I know exactly when that happened. Thanks a lot, number 99. Thanks a lot. You just sparked the freaking match, man. This is on you, bro. I'm looking at 31 right now, switch push is going on. And it's all because of you. You woke them up. Thank you very much, man. I supported you this whole entire year. Gave you back. And what you do, you wake them up. Way to go.
17-9, let's go Bears!
And now the guy with the fourth quarter score. Methodical ass score. I love
how every time they cut to Nick Sirianni, he was blowing a snot rocket. And I love every time they cut to Ben Johnson, he was just like maybe little touch of his nose, like all serious and focused. This is Bears football.
Okay, Kyle Manunga just scored another touchdown. Everybody in the house just broke out in song with To the Lion King. Kyle Manunga!
Nice.
Defending champs. And that Manunga is one tough mother jerker.
13 seconds left in the game. Philadelphia is going to attempt a 52-yard field goal. They could kiss my ass with that one.
Oh! Oh! Kiss my ass! Let's go! Let's go! 9-3, baby!
Let's go.
Bears.
The Bears.
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 Baby.
Bears. Bears.
Another one.
Johnson completely pants Nick Sirianni today. Two, the Bears signing Gardner changed the season.
Champions, and we beat them 9-4, baby. We're still in first place. F*** the Packers.
Hey, y'all hear it? Hey. Now look, I have been
rather conservative with my bravado. But as of now, I'm hollering Super Bowl. Super Bowl. I don't want to hear nothing. I'm going to be one of those guys for the next 7 days until that Green Bay slacker game.
Ben was cooking today. The running game was cooking today. The offensive line was cooking today. And I am going to make meatballs and cheese steaks for dinner. Bears!
Marshall, Layla, and Grody. Being 9-3 is absolutely living in the known. We are going to finish this season 14-3. The Bears.
Ben Johnson has single-handedly cured all of my Bears depression. We went into Philadelphia and we kicked their ass. They haven't allowed a single 100-yard rusher all season, and we had two of them. The last time that we had two 100-yard rushers in a single game was 1985 with Walter Payton and Matt Sui. And that was a pretty good season, wasn't it? Caleb still needs to clean up his accuracy issues, but once he does that, the sky is the limit. Yes. But I'll live in the known for right now. And right now, we're winning games. And we're going to the playoffs. Bears.
Ben Johnson just took his shirt off in the locker room. Wiener circles, get ready to hand out free hot dogs.
Shirt in the locker room and all of us meatballs are going to meet at the Wiener circle. Bears.
I mean, what are they going to say now? Everyone's like, oh, the Bears, they've only beat college teams. Well, now this team is built like a college team. I can't even tell you who the best player on our team is, and that's a good thing. You know, we don't have any weaknesses. Nas once said, like, players will move on you only if they know what your weakness is. I have none. All we need is one more, and we're in.
Wow. What an incredible set of meatballs.
Pretty good.
We want you to know that caller 6 and 7 right now to our score contest line, 312-540-0670, will win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th, with special guest Noah Sewell. Got anything to talk to him about? Sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city. That was an incredible meatball machine.
I love that we are getting closer to understanding the known. I'm like 3/4 of the way there now.
That makes sense since we're 3/4 of the way through the season.
Doesn't it? See how it works?
It's like we're almost there. This game, they will be above the 75% threshold, because we've got that odd number with 17 games. 16, it was so much easier to say, we're 75% of the way. No, we got to wait till one more game.
If you take my 75% chance, always good to have Steiner math. It's always a good math system to learn.
Steiner math?
Oh, yeah.
Like Charlie Steiner?
No, it's a wrestling reference.
Oh.
So, yes,
WWF?
Steiner math.
I am not. I was never a WWF fan. It started at an early age when it used to preempt Saturday Night Live, so I'm actually anti-wrestling.
Wow.
Yeah. There's always one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we
it's
wanted
fake.
To...
I'm...
Whoa.
Did the Velveeta's music mean nothing to you?
Clearly
not
meant nothing
fake.
It's not fake. It's...
I know. I'm just being one of those people. I love that people enjoy wrestling. It's just not for me.
It's good scripting.
I'm sure it is. I bet it's great.
Tonight, the Bulls visit the Orlando Magic. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:15, tip-off at 6:30. The only local broadcast of tonight's game can be heard right here on The Score in the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. I will get Lawrence Holmes to explain Steiner math to Mark Grody.
Thank you.
Alongside Matt Spiegel next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.